as the low. Sunday's temperature will be in the 40s, and it will drop back to 21, so make sure that you're staying warm and cozy. The staff basketball game was fun. If you didn't go this time, make sure you go next year because you want to see us catch that win.
What if one eye said the other?
What?
Between you and me, something smells. That was funny. Thanks for watching Cats Can and Cats Will.
Hi, I'm Shersha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
There are so many extra web streams at WGXC and wavefarm.org this week. Go to wavefarm.org/listen anytime to find all sorts of web stream from the live microphones at the bottom of the Wave Farm pond and microphones out in the forest at Wave Farm to performances and town meetings all over the area. Monday and Tuesday, the city of Hudson has a public hearing on its budget on Monday at 6 p.m., and then a special meeting about that budget at 6:30 p.m. Tuesday, November 19th, followed by its regular city of Hudson town meeting at 7 p.m. Tuesday, November 19th. Wednesday, November 20th, the town of Catskill has its town meeting, and you can hear that at wavefarm.org/listen at 6:30 p.m. Thursday, November 21st, there's two live performances Thursday night at 8 p.m. First, from New York City, live from the Fridman Gallery, Leah Bertucci performs with Amirtha Kadimibia, her Phase Eclipse record release. That's at 8 p.m. live from the Fridman Gallery in New York City. Then also at 8 p.m. live from the Avalon Lounge in Catskill, Party of the Sun performs. Also Lady Jane and Catskill's Alex Pede Wernquist opens the show Thursday, November 21st. Two shows you can listen to online at wgxc.org. Friday, November 22nd, another show from the Avalon Lounge. This time Bunny Brains performs at 9 p.m. Friday, November 22nd, featuring Dan Seward, who hosts the Battlefield Earth Show Tuesday nights at 10 p.m. on WGXC. Saturday, November 23rd, another show at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. Bill Lee, Jeff Beam, and PJ Gray DJs later at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. Saturday, November 23rd, starting at 8:30 p.m. on the radio at 90.7 FM, WGXC.org.
WGXC always needs computer donations. If you have an old one you don't need, and it is either a Macintosh 2011 or newer 2.0 GHz or faster CPU, dual core or more, or Windows 2012 or newer 2.4 GHz or faster CPU, dual core or more, email info@wgxc.org for more information.
If you can't make your local town meetings but want to attend, WGXC can help. Currently, local volunteers make recordings and live web streams of the Catskill Town Meetings, the Hudson Common Council Meetings, and the Columbia County Board of Supervisor Meetings. If you miss the live web streams, volunteers post recordings of these meetings as soon as possible at WGXC.org on the newsroom page and in the audio archives. If you're going to local meetings and you have a phone in your pocket, you can help too. Email info@wgxc.org and WGXC will help you share recordings of local meetings and events. You can also use the free WGXC app, available in the App Store, to do your own live webcast from local events. Contact info@wgxc.org for more information about how you can help share valuable local information about your community with your friends and neighbors.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Cornelius Eady of New York, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Wave Farm programs are made possible, in part, by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of Governor Andrew Cuomo and the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program administered in Greene County by the Greene County Council on the Arts, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the Foundation for Contemporary Arts, the T. Becker Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors.
WGXC broadcasting in Classical Hudson. That was Braid My Hair by Mario. We're in front of our studio audience preparing to bring you the Word Shop, Black Hair. We will kick off our show after the local news and weather.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Amanda Purcell reports in Columbia Greene Media that 9 days after voting, Columbia County election officials still have not posted complete results, and they blame early voting. But while all of New York's counties had their first go at early voting, only Columbia County seemed to have this large delay in announcing results. Democratic Election Commissioner Virginia Martin said, and I quote, "This was our first year of early voting, which included multiple sites, new technology, and issues with implementation. We need to do better," end quote. And another official said, "Someone made a printing error," and I quote, "The Board of Elections correctly made the ballot software-generated PDF images and used the correct paper to create the ballots distributed on the first few mornings of early voting," end quote. Republican Election Commissioner Jason Natsky said, and I quote, "The printer on the original ballot run laid the image improperly positioned on the paper, resulting in the scanner's inability to read the image," end quote. While complete results are still not posted on the county's website, election officials say they will start counting absentee and affidavit votes on November 18th. And you can read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Diane Belden reports in the Columbia paper that hydrogeologist Gene Patota said at the COPEC Planning Board's November 7th meeting that there is a kerosene leak at the site of a proposed gas station convenience store in Caryville. GRJH wants to build a new gas station convenience store between the Caryville Post Office and the Caryville United Methodist Church on the northwest corner of State Route 23, County Route 7, and Caryville Road. Planning Board Chair Bob Haight said it is, and I quote, "a small spill on the corner of the property. This will not stop the project," end quote. The contaminated soil will be removed when the project is built. And you can read more about this story in the Columbia paper. Joseph Spector reports in the Democrat and Chronicle that a state ethics board member resigned after claiming that information was leaked about a vote over an ethics charge against an associate of Governor Andrew Cuomo. The allegation was first reported in the Times Union that Cuomo was allegedly briefed on the behind-closed-doors vote by the State Joint Commission on Public Ethics in January about whether to investigate Cuomo's former top aide, Joseph Prococo. Cuomo's office and other state officials have rejected the allegations, and the state inspector general's office could not verify the allegations. but state officials would not say whether Cuomo or Assembly Speaker Carl E. Heste were interviewed by the State Inspector General's office as part of that investigation. Joint Commission on Public Ethics board member Julie Garcia said she was contacted after the vote by a staff member to Assembly Speaker Carl Heste. Garcia said, and I quote, "I was being told the governor knew how I voted in executive session, even though I was unable to confirm whether or not the information was accurate," end quote. JCOP spokesperson Walt McClure said, and I quote, "We have been advised that the allegation could not be substantiated," end quote. Read more about this story in the Democrat and Chronicle. Rick Carlin reports in the Times Union that New York colleges are a long way from being called green or renewable. For example, SUNY's largest campus at Stony Brook on Long Island is building 1,000 new dorm rooms powered by natural gas because of a contract that runs through 2023. The SUNY Oneonta campus currently switches from propane to heating oil during cold snaps. The SUNY Morrisville officials keep getting stymied by bureaucracy when trying to work with a solar farm on a landfill in Madison County. On November 13th, state lawmakers heard about the environmental footprint of schools across the state and what changes are being made. SUNY is organizing 16 campuses, including the University at Albany, to make aggregate purchases of renewable energy, with Bard, Ithaca, Skidmore, and Cornell colleges also participating. The school system also prints more than 1 billion pieces of paper a year, but are moving more communications to the web instead to phase out as many copy machines as possible. And you can read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather. Today starts out at 30 degrees and will climb to 45 by 1 p.m. A light breeze keeps wind chills about 5 degrees below air temperature. Overnight temperatures will drop to 18 degrees. Tomorrow barely makes it back up to the freezing mark, with stiffer winds making wind chills in the teens in the morning and 20s in the afternoon. Saturday night sees a low of 18 again. And Sunday will be warmer, making it to the mid-30s. Precipitation is expected early on Monday. As it looks now, it could be rain, snow, or sleet. Today's closest possible snowfall will be 350 miles away. Looking way up, we see a still approaching plasma flow due to hit tomorrow night, causing light magnetic disturbance. No significant near-Earth objects are expected for the weekend, so if one's got our name on it, we simply won't see it coming. Solar wind speed is currently 339 kilometers per second at 5.6 protons per milliliter. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 1. Quiet. There have been 2 days since the last sunspot. This has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Maker Syndicate.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdemar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
It's the fun house, it's the best house. bit of a mess house, no stress house. We joke around or can be serious. So come here being racist or delirious. We don't make fun of, we don't bully. Don't pull on the back of nobody hoodie. Accept everybody the way they are, just facts. Cause every time we sign it, we make a pact. Bubba, stop hogging the remote. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house. Bit of a mess house, no stress house. We follow the rules, community guidelines too. Nobody here acting a fool. We got radio, we got tracks. Then we hit the art room and relax. Now we about to hit a throwback. He's still hogging the remote. Stop hogging the remote. Please. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house. Bit of a mess house, no stress house. In this house, don't make nobody feel inferior. Cause everybody can have a great interior. Yo, we special, we cool. So come down and be a part of the clubhouse crew. I'm out.
Not gonna put the remote down.
Put the remote down.
That was a clubhouse original theme song by Aisha. By the way, happy birthday, Aisha. Happy 16.
Welcome back to the Clubhouse Radio, presenting 1 hour of the workshop. All views expressed on Clubhouse Radio are our truth and may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse's parent organization or the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. I'm Olivia, and we're here with...
DJ WIC.
You got DJ A.
So, today is our second week talking about black hair, and we're going to be doing the workshop today. So we got some cool stories and poems and some open discussion. But I'm going to go ahead and start with my hair journey. And so basically it started, you know, my mom used to do my hair when I was younger. And it took her a while to find the right hair products and stuff, but she finally found it. And so she used to do my hair, but it used to take mad long. I remember sitting there. She used to have the comb. She was watching her show. I was just sitting there mad bored. She would comb out my hair, take out, like, way longer than I wanted it to take. And so, but it looked nice. She used to do braids, or sometimes I wear my hair out, but it just, I remember it taking forever. And so I was getting tired of it, and she did some hot oil treatments on Sundays sometimes. That would take, like, hours. I had to just sit there with stuff on my head. And so after a while of me complaining, she finally said, all right, well, you can do your own hair. So when I was, like, 11 probably, I started doing my own hair. But I didn't know what to do with it, so I would just wake up in the morning and throw it in a bun, a messy bun, but it wasn't cute at all. It did not look good. It was a hot mess. I didn't even comb it out or anything. I just put it in a bun. And so I did that for like a whole year, and I started getting tired of it, so I asked her if I could cut my hair. And she said no for a while, but after I kept pushing, she finally said, okay. So I got my hair cut. It was short, and so then I had a little afro going on, which I didn't necessarily like the cut that I was at the time, but looking back at the pictures, I look mad cute, so I don't care. And so, yeah, but I had a little afro going on. It was a lot easier to manage, but I wasn't able to put it in a bun, so it kind of forced me to take care of my hair a little better. But right after it grew back down to where it was, I put it in a bun again, and my hair was in a messy bun for like 2 more years after that. I was just having the same messy bun every single day. My family was clowning me for it too. And then my mom was like, you need to do something better with your hair. And so this summer I went to summer camp, and I actually met two girls, Kyra and Chelsea, and they helped me do my hair, and I finally got myself together. It was like a little bonding experience. We used to listen to songs together, and they did my hair for me. And I think that I can say this year I started getting myself together and figuring out how to do it a little better. And, you know, I do styles. Sometimes I do, like, a ponytail or a bun, or but it's a nice bun now. I know how to, like, detangle it and comb it out, use the right products and stuff. Or I wear it out. And, yeah, that's basically my hair story up until now.
It's crazy. So, I mean, like, I got a couple questions. Well, for one, like, why do you think it was hard for your mom to do your hair?
My hair is very curly, extremely curly. So, I mean, it wasn't that hard for her to do. It just was time consuming. It took forever. I would just have to sit there, and I'd be sitting there watching her show. She didn't even let me put on my show on the TV. And, yeah, but it looked good. It just took forever, so.
You know, I was actually you know, while listening, I know you had mentioned you had like kind of short hair, right? Like a little afro.
Yeah.
How old were you when you had that?
I was like probably 12 and a half, something like that. Yeah.
I ask because a lot of the times you don't see girls with that hairstyle. Like, it's usually like women, and they're like, you know,
yeah,
you know, like finally, whatever, like just realize, like, you know, that's the style they wanted to wear. But would you consider going back to that style? But not as an adult, but like right now, whatever age you are now.
Yeah, I mean, I like my hair better, longer right now. But I definitely didn't appreciate the style when I was younger. Like, looking back now, I look at it and I'm like, oh, I actually look kind of cute. But back then, nobody. I went to a school where there was, the school I used to go to, it was all like white girls. There was nobody who looked like me there. And so I just remember going there and feeling embarrassed because I came in the first day of school, my hair cut short from summer, and I was not feeling it. But looking back now, I'm like, I was the bomb diggity, but.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I definitely salute that because, like I said, you don't see young girls with that style. So, and when I do, I always wonder, like, if it's you know, the parent was like, hey, wear it like this, or if the child really wanted to wear it like that. But, you know, that's why I asked that.
But, yeah.
Have you looked in the mirror lately? Wish you could trade eyes with me. There's complexities in complexion, but your skin is glow like diamonds. Dig me like the earth, you be giving birth to everything alive, baby, know your worth. I love everything about you, from your nappy curls to every single curve, your body natural. Same skin that was broken, me the same skin taking over. Most things out of focus, few, but when you're in the room, they notice you. Cause you're beautiful. Ooh. Yeah, you're beautiful. Ooh. Them and them gon' fall in love with you and all of your glory. Your skin is not only dark, it shines and it tells your story. Keep dancing, they can't control you. They watch and they all adore you. If ever you are in doubt, remember what mama told you.
Brown skin girls, your skin just like pearls. You're back against the world. I never trade you for anybody else. Say brown skin girls, your skin just like pearls. The best thing about the world. I never trade you for anybody else.
All right, that song was Brown Skin Girl by Beyonce. So we got DJ A here, and he made a reading, right? Was it a part of Wordshop?
So I didn't make the poem. I actually, it's actually a poem by Victor A. Brady from his book, The Champion of Darkness.
Oh, right.
Gotcha. So, you know, yeah, so you know what? Let me just get right into it. So, the only reason I am 3/5 human is because I am 2/5 God. I represent the original man. All other humans came from me. I am essential, part of nature. The rays of the sun do not make me ill. My hair is the most original among all living organisms and grows like the spiritual movement of the heavenly bodies and other natural forces. It represents the spinning of our planet, the curling of our ocean waves, the spiral movement of seashells, the spiral movement of climbing vines, and everybody knows a tornado moves like my hair grows. Samson's strength was not in the length, but in its originality. An unscrupulous someone rearranges information in an effort to confuse me. Samson grew weak because someone tampered with his hair. His hair was his strength. My hair is my strength. My hair is knotty. I cut it not. I straighten it not. I color it not. I camelize it not. Look upon all other creatures with hair and see how I stand out amongst them. My broad nose, large lips, black skin, and original hair are the essence of my being. These are just a few of the heavenly things which makes me 3/5 human and 2/5 God. And the God does not tamper with his essence. Again, that was a poem from Victor A. Brady out of the book The Champions of Darkness.
I really liked that poem, and I liked how it was like unapologetic, and also it described a lot of things and related it to like earth and like natural things. So
like natural order.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, deep, man. Like, you know, just the comparisons he's made to his hair to like living organisms or even nature. It's like, you know, you can see the comparisons. You know, it's crazy.
All right, so I wrote a poem. So I guess we can hop right into that soon after this thing going on.
Yeah, I'm out at Brooklyn. Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow, but I'll be hood fast.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. I am here with DJ WIC, who has a poem for us today here on the Word Shop. Go ahead and share a little bit of that poem with us, and then we're going to come back live and discuss on air. So,
did you just touch my hair? You dare touch my hair? You self-entitled white motherfucker. Now I gotta go there. Don't touch my hair. I yell, you stare. Your thoughts don't wander nowhere. All you can do is stand there. Thought I wouldn't say anything? Shame, shame. Motherfucker, you was lame. Blow dry, used the pick, added some shine. My shit was looking divine. Divine, I tell you, it was divine. Yes, I said was. Until your dirty ass, bacteria ass, curious ass, white hands came along and fucked it up. No, no, no. Just go. Don't defend yourself. Get out my face. I touched your hair. That shit ain't going nowhere. Flip your head to the side. That shit fixed. You touch my hair. It's all matted, hood ratted, calling it nappy and scrappy. Now I ain't happy. Fuck off, white boy. Touch my hair again and you're done for. Bring some razors and your ass gonna be bald.
Alright, and we'll be back after this break to talk live with DJ WIC.
Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus. Driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my top. Sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I most definitely from. With OG at a Yankee game. That made the Yankee hat more famous than a Yankee king. You should know I bleed blue, but I ain't a crypto. But I got a gang of walking with my click though. Welcome to the melting pot. Corners where we selling Africa been by the home of the hip-hop. Yellow cap, gypsy cap, dollar cap, holla back. For foreigners, it ain't fair. They act like they forgot how to act. 8 million stories out there in the naked.
All right, we're back, man. We just heard an amazing poem from DJ WIC. Listen, bro. poem is amazing, bro. Like, and I applaud you because you know what? You know the first thing I thought about is how, like, when we have our hair out, right? And I remember when I went to school, right? I had long hair. And I think I was like an Ichabod Crane or something like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, I was, like, literally the only black kid there. And matter of fact, no, I wasn't. I'm lying because I was in a group home. So however many black kids was in a group home, that's what was at the school. But and I can remember like they just be like touching our hair, and we would just, you know, because I don't know if it's because we was in a group home, we didn't want to get in more trouble or whatever. But like we would just never really say nothing. We would just stand there and be like, and you know, I remember feeling like a museum or something. Like, you know, I didn't know how to really respond because, you know, where I'm from is all black. So like this is what it is, you know. And I didn't really know how to react to that. So I can appreciate like. You know, your you know, what you wrote, man, your aggressiveness, you know, you standing firm on that. Appreciate that, bro.
Thank you. So, where that was coming from, there's a lot of, like, kids in my school, like, you know, like, after I get my hair ready and done, and it's like, I'm feeling myself, it looks nice, right? I pick it out, like I said in the poem, picked it out, blow dried it, added some shine, looking all good, going out the door, and they just, like, come out of me out of nowhere. I'm sitting in my seat, start touching my hair, like, oh, it's so soft, it's so soft. Okay, but what's your point? So, like, right. That's just weird. Like, in the poem, I added the aggressiveness to it, because that's how I feel. Like, I'm not just going to read it off. Now, I'm going to add the aggressiveness to it, because that's how I feel in that moment when y'all start touching my hair for
right,
a reason.
Right.
And, like, I'll say, like, what are you doing? Stop touching my hair or whatever. But in the poem, what I wrote is what mm-hmm. I really want to say. Like, but obviously, I can't say all this in school. I can, but, mm-hmm. you know, where that goes. But,
I think you described what goes through people's heads
right.
well.
Yeah.
It's and like, don't touch my hair. Like,
yeah.
Does it still go on, though? Like, or is this something that's happened in the past and you just, like...
I mean, of course it goes on, so just not as often, like, because I've made it clear. Like, yeah. Don't touch my hair. Please don't.
Yeah.
Please and thank you. But, yeah, yeah, it don't happen that much, but it happens still. So it's like
people touch my hair all the time. I get, I mean, sometimes I don't really mind if they ask, but like people just come up and touch me, like don't, and they ask questions about it that are like demeaning. At the same time, they'll be like, "So you only wash your hair like you don't wash your hair every day?" Like they'll just be asking stuff. I'm like, "All right, but there's a way to ask me about things. There's a way to talk to me about it, like." You have to make me, and then they want to say it mad loud in front of everybody. I'm like, all right, you don't gotta be like that right now. Like, I'm not trying to get into this conversation. Just let me do my Spanish homework. Like,
it's not. I wonder what goes through someone's head to just go up to someone and start touching their hair. Like, if I think about that, I could never. That's just weird, and I would feel uncomfortable doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what are you gonna do after you're done touching the hair? How long are you gonna touch it for? It's gonna be like, I couldn't.
Grimy hands off my head.
So, you know what? I got a question. Like, I always wonder, like, so, like, for instance, like your poem. So, like, when somebody touches your hair, has it ever been a point where you felt like you didn't want your hair? Was it like you wanted it straighter, maybe, or whatever?
Nah, I like my hair, and if I could, I would. Cause I used to have braids when I was younger, like real young, but I cut them all off because I didn't want my mom braiding on them. Like, it would hurt and all that. So it only goes to a certain point now.
Mm-hmm. But but you're comfortable with it,
yeah,
being with that, whatever. Like if it's nappy, afro, whatever. Like you're comfortable, and you always been comfortable with that.
Always been comfortable. Okay. Like I'm not gonna let someone else like discourage me from having my hair because they want to touch it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna just tell you not to touch it, and that's it. Simple.
Well. Personally, for me, I remember being, because I used to go to a different school, and I did not see anyone who looked like me, who had my type of hair, nothing like that. And I remember being younger and just feeling so, like I just want to fit in so badly. Mm-hmm. Like, I just wanted my hair straight. I wanted to do whatever to it. And that's why, I think that's partly why I just would throw my hair up in a bun, because I was just tired. I was like, why is my hair like this? But looking back at it now, I'm... like I love my hair right now. I wouldn't relax it or do anything like that. Like I think that I, when my mom was doing my hair, at least it looked good, and when I'm doing my hair right now, I like how it looks. But I mean, me putting my, throwing it in a bun without doing anything to it at all, that was not it. But yeah, I think that was part of the reason. I was just tired of it. I didn't want it anymore, and I just felt some type of way sometimes, which I don't think anybody should have to feel that way. So but I got it together now.
And correct me if I'm wrong, you did say earlier you are Arabian and Puerto Rican and black.
Yeah, I have a mixture of races in there, so it's all different ethnicities in my hair, and people, you know, there's just assumptions, but, you know.
All right, let's settle in to something else after this little break. This is Holy Grail by Jay-Z and Justin Timberlake. And we'll be back after the news.
got that I like it. Bright lights enticing. Look what it did to Tyson. All that money in one night. 30 mil for one fight. As soon as all that money blows, all opinions take flight. Up to fame, keep cheating on me. What I do, I took them back. Fool me twice, that's my bad. I can even blame her for that. Nothing makes me want to murder. Mama, please just get my bail. I know nobody to blame. Kurt Cobain, I did it to myself.
And we all just entertainers. And we stupid and contagious. No, we all just entertainers.
Photo shoots with paparazzi. Can't even take my daughter for a walk. See him by the corner store. I feel like I'm calling it off. Enough is enough, I'm calling it off. Who the fuck I'm kidding though? I'm getting high, sitting low. Sliding by in that big body. Curtains all in my window. This fame hurts, this chain works. I think back to that same person.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Zara Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Catskill Town Board has adopted a $6.98 million town budget for 2020. The spending reflects a 2.8% increase in spending and a tax rate of $6.35 per $1,000 of value. Town Supervisor Doreen Davis said the initial tentative budget, as presented in October, was a compilation of wish lists from departments. Tentative budget called for a 3.9% tax increase, and the town board was then tasked with reducing the projected increase to an amount that fell under the state tax cap. With the exception of 2019, the board has delivered the budget below the state mandated tax cap for three of the last 4 years, Davis said, citing sewer costs for the increased budget last year. On the revenue side, there has been an increase of 1.4% as the result of additional business permit activity related to economic development, Davis said. Building permits increased from more than $32,000 in September 2018 to $82,591 in September 2019, she said. The budget includes health care increases for employees, modest salary increases, and an investment in the ambulance service. Davis said, and I quote, "We put aside funding to supplement a comprehensive plan review and to fund costs incurred as a result of legal action taken against the town. The board chose to draw $370,000 from the town's fund balance to stay under the cap," she said. Davis noted that despite advertising a total of three budget workshops and public hearings, the board did not receive much public input on the plan. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Chris McKenna is reporting for The Fray. U.S. Representatives Antonio Delgado and Sean Patrick Maloney are among 37 House Democrats this week targeted in digital ads by conservative groups opposed to the impeachment of President Donald Trump. The American Action Network spent $2 million on the spots, urging the House member to, and I quote, "work on issues we care about," end quote, and dismissing the inquiry as a, and I quote, "a partisan charade," end quote. Release of the ads coincided with the start of the televised impeachment hearings on November 13th and provide like-minded readers with a link to their representatives. The targets are Democrats whose congressional districts Trump won in 2016. Maloney, who represents New York's 18th district, told supporters in a fundraising email this week that he was, and I quote, "already facing an onslaught of Republican attacks for standing up for our democracy," end quote, and that, and I quote, "Republicans are spending in my district to stop us from getting to the truth," end quote. You can read the full story at The Fray. The office of Columbia County Clerk Holly Tanner has announced the KISS program will be available to seniors from December 2nd through December 13th. The program provides older residents the opportunity to shred sensitive documents free of charge by dropping the materials off at local town halls. Keeping the Identities of Seniors Safe, or KISS, program was founded by Tanner 6 years ago. Seniors bring their sensitive materials, such as old credit card receipts, bank statements, and tax records, to their local town hall, where they are placed in a locked 64-gallon container. The container is securely stashed until Certified Document Security removes the container and brings it to their facility in New Lebanon for shredding. All 18 towns located in Columbia County participate in the program. Anyone interested is directed to contact their local town hall for hours of operation and more information. Editor's note, Tanner is an active WGXC volunteer programmer. Robert Galvin is reporting for the Times Union. New York State Inspector General Letizia Tagliaferro, November 14th, released the results of her office's investigation of Robert Freeman, the former executive director of the State Committee on Open Government. That investigation found that Freeman, and I quote, subjected at least 14 women to sexual harassment or inappropriate conduct dating back to at least 2003 in an egregious pattern of lechery, end quote, that stopped only after a target of that harassment told investigators Freeman had subjected her to unwanted physical contact. Freeman, 72, an attorney, was fired by the Department of State in June after serving in state government since 1974. He was a longtime resource for news reporters and an acknowledged expert on the state's freedom of information law. The report released Thursday revealed a pattern of conduct in which Freeman crossed the line with women he subjected to unwanted kissing and touching, leers, and inappropriate conversations. The report stated, and I quote, given the stature Freeman attained during his tenure as executive director, his role as the sole authority on government transparency, and the power dynamic he repeatedly promoted, many of the women who spoke with the Inspector General said they believed it would be futile to report his misconduct, end quote. The report said Freeman was also found to have sexually explicit images of women on his work computer. It noted that twice a year, the software on his work computer would need to be reinstalled because of virus and malicious software. The report criticized the State Office of Information Technology Services, which is responsible for the Committee on Open Government's computer systems. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Here's what we do at the clubhouse. 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 It be fun at the clubhouse. Music stay loud at the clubhouse. Staff be cool at the clubhouse. Not just mine, that's your house. Music program at the clubhouse. Got a drum set at the clubhouse. Got a piano at the clubhouse. Make your own beats at the clubhouse. Get on the video at the clubhouse. Share your voice at the clubhouse. Express yourself at the clubhouse. Tracks program at the clubhouse. Be yourself at the clubhouse. No judgment at the clubhouse. No drama at the clubhouse. We accept you at the clubhouse. Got field trips at the clubhouse. Got art supplies at the clubhouse. Creativity at the clubhouse. Paint your own wall at the clubhouse. Got a TV at the clubhouse. Got Wi-Fi at the clubhouse. Food and snacks at the clubhouse. Hope to see you at the clubhouse.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM, WGXC Broadcasting, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. You were just listening to an original Clubhouse theme song by DJ WIC. We are talking about Black Hair on the Word Shop, and we have a pre-recorded segment with Tyler coming up. which is right in my face. Enjoy. Radio. I'm Kingston here on the Word Shop.
And this is Tyla.
All right. And you were just listening to On and On by
Erykah Badu. That's my baby. That's my boo.
Right. And I love the video too to this. You can see her changing outfits, see the hair changing. There's this scene where she's just going after like a little girl's hair in that way that I think we both know about.
We all know.
Uh-huh. It's true. So
we just wanted to start off with a poem that I wrote on about our workshop, black hair and natural hair, you know, that whole situation. So I guess I'm just gonna go at it. Starting now. Okay. My hair speaks volumes, but none of that flat, lifeless flaccid. It stands proud. Like a baby, it's soft. Like marshmallow on a cool summer night under the fire, it brings me life. I can never hate my hair. No matter how much they try to ridicule, poke fun of, and push and pull, I don't care. I love my fucking hair.
Hey.
Clap to myself. I mean, snap to myself.
Yeah, you gotta give yourself snaps. You gotta give yourself snaps. So thank you for sharing that. Can I actually look at the words on the page? Can you tell our listeners, us, me, a little bit about, I love the stands proud like a baby, like,
yeah,
yeah, right, like, can you talk about that stands proud?
Because, like, when, you know, when babies, like, and they first learn to walk, like, they're never, like, they're never ashamed of how they're standing. Mm-hmm. You know how, like, you, sometimes you just feel weird, like, when you're standing, like, when you're walking? Babies, they don't care. They just stand up because they're standing up for the first time. It doesn't matter, like, what they look like or how they're standing. Mm-hmm. They're just standing, like, it's whatever. Standing.
That's an accomplishment in and of itself, right?
Right?
Mm-hmm. I love that. And then the, like, a marshmallow on a cool summer night under the fire. Mm-hmm. Like, that
it's just
image.
it's just like I love toasted like I just love s'mores, especially toasted marshmallows. Like I would literally just take a fork over the gas fire and just toast a marshmallow. I don't care. I love toasted marshmallows, especially like around a campfire with your friends and like just like on a like it's dark outside and you're just with each other. Like I don't know, it's mad fun. Just thinking that warm feeling. I don't know. It's just a collective warm feeling that just brings me. So
I also get the like feeling of the color too that I get with that, right?
Like it's just like a burning fire that you can just can't put out. So it's just like it's like soft, but like it's like a soft burning fire.
That's the energy of black hair in a lot of ways, right?
It really
like
is.
It's this thing that cannot be tamed and like
It's like it's just there. It's just like I don't know. It's just a feeling it brings to me. I can't explain it.
Yeah, no, I mean it brings you life.
Yeah,
you
it brings
do
me
explain
life.
It. You explain it. It brings you life. You can never hate your hair. You love your fucking like
I
love,
love
it.
My hair. Like my hair is like my baby. Like that's my baby. Like when I have my hair out of braids or whatever, and like I take care of it, I put I wash it. I put shea butter all in it because it just makes it so soft and like feels like a cloud. Like it just. Feels
have you
like
ever used coconut oil?
Oh my god,
also?
Yes. Oh my god, you just rub that shit in. You just. Oh my god, it feels so good.
So excellent.
And then like I would no shade to my. My people, but like I would go to like African hair braiders and like I would have like my hair like on. I remember last time I went to Albany, and I basically went to African hair braiders and like my hair was like blown out or whatever. But like I had a scarf on it for like an hour or two because you know I was going out, and so I went there and it was like a little nappier because like I didn't it was like pushed down or whatever. And, like, the way they were handling my hair, I don't know. I just felt kind of disrespected. Like,
disrespected?
You know, like, if you know that you know. Like, African hair braiders, they're, like, really tough on your hair.
Yeah,
like,
they
just,
are.
They just really, really are. And then, like, that's if true. It's, like, if it's, like, too, quote-unquote, nappy or, like, too tough,
they
they're going to, like.
After it.
I don't know. And you get, like, weird stares from them, and it's, like, you acting like you don't have the same hair I have.
You have the same hair.
Like,
why
have
are
the
you
same
mad?
Hair. So, like, whatever.
And I mean, I had a similar kind of experience. Before I started my own dreadlocks, I got them professionally started at an African hair braiding place, and it was a similar sort of reaction of just, like, getting you.
They just really go at it.
I got a sensitive scalp.
Exactly. Like, I don't care what anybody says. I have a tender scalp. I don't care. My scalp is tender.
Exactly.
Like, when I was younger, my mom used to blow dry my hair. I used to cry. That shit is hot. I don't care. That's hot. It hurts.
It's hot.
It
and
really
also
hurts.
The pulls, too. Like, my my dad used to plait my hair, too. And that pull, when it gets tight, like this.
And I was just talking about how I still have my mom, when I was, like, way, way little, when I was, like, I said, like, 5, 6, 4, whatever. My mom used to hot comb, if you know what it is, you know what it is. Hot comb my hair like every 2 weeks, and I still have a knot. I still have a knot on my head. It's right here. I feel it right now. It's still there after like 10 years.
Daggone.
It's not gonna go away.
Yo, hot
that's
combs
a literal scar.
Right, right.
She just threw it away like not even that long ago, like a few years ago.
Yeah, I
got. Like, she just
gotta
away.
Go.
Because she tried to go. She started going natural too. Like,
what I mean? What's your thought from in terms of? I feel like there's like in between stages, right? From like there's
definitely.
Natural, and then there's the hot comb, and then there's the relaxant of the chemical, right?
I know. Actually, when I was in kindergarten, my mom she put a relaxer in my hair. And my hair like melted away.
Yeah,
that's how sense. Like,
so
it literally it melted. She said it melted away. Like, and then like, it was all off. I used to have mad hair. And then it just,
the
so
chemicals.
I'm back. And then after that, I started like she started hot combing it, and that's why it just never grew. Now I'm like I'm back in like the way of things of just taking care of my hair and loving my hair and just letting it grow out and do what it does.
Right, right. Because I think that's the piece where it's I don't know chemical. Relaxers are supposed to give, like, it's supposed to straighten the hair out to create, like, to conform to a white standard of beauty. Right? It's, like, done with
like,
that.
Bro, what? Like, you can straighten your hair if you want to, but, like, just make sure that you're protecting, like, I just make sure your hair is
don't
protected
do
from
damage.
Heat damage. Yeah.
Right.
It's the heat damage that really messes up your hair. Like, you don't think about it now, but trust me, your hair will not grow unless you, like, people are, like, afraid of, like, chopping, like, cutting their trims or whatever because they want the length. And I like, when I was, like, getting my hair straightened a lot, like, every 2 weeks, I would literally, like, my mom would be like, oh, cut, like, the ends off. I'd be like, bro. Like, I would hate it. But now I'm like, bro, I needed that. Because, like, I just, even then, like, it was just so bad.
You
like, your hair gets damaged so bad. And, like, I don't know how to explain it. But, like, you will see it. Like, if you were to, like, go to natural, like, you're transitioning between relaxed and natural hair, you're going to see the difference. Like, you're really going to see where, like, your hair is, like, full of life and full in volume. And then you're going to see that, like, little parts, like, just lifeless.
Right, that's lifeless. Just gone.
It's going to, like, it's going to be, like, you're just going to look at it like, wow, I really do this to my hair. Like, that's really crazy.
Right, and so that's the beauty about, like, coming back to your poem that you gave us about having volume and loving your hair. It's also about taking care.
Yes, it's of about your the hair, care. It's like taking care of a baby. Like I said, it's like you're just like I just love it. Like I just love my hair. Like I could not, I could never hate my hair. I just couldn't. I'm sorry. Even I don't care.
And we have another poem that kind of inspired some of that.
This
right?
By is called All Natural by Lamont Lilly.
Okay.
And it goes, I like the kind of hair that will stand up for its rights. The kind that kicks, screams, and protests. The kind that resists and boycotts with every coil. The kind that fights, riots, and rebels. The kind that won't be quiet for nobody. The kind that won't be anything but black. The kind that refuses to relax.
Oh, yeah. That's it. That's
that is it. That's it right there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could have sworn I heard this song before, like, today. I swear I heard this.
Potentially.
I don't know where it was, but it was just, I heard this before. And it just reminds me, like, I don't know, like, I think people don't like it because it fights.
Right.
Like, people don't like it because it fights. That's why they don't want to, like, take care of it. Like, I know it sounds bad, but, like,
it's hard.
That space, it's hard to take care. I'm like, I'm not going to hold you. It's hard. That's why I put it in braids and protective style so I can, like, let it grow on its own. Like, letting it grow on its own and letting it do its thing under all that, it's just perfect. Like, having a protective style, and then you get to, like, see how much it's grown and be like, yo, I'm wearing my afro today. I don't care.
Yo, word. That's awesome.
That's great.
And that's a piece that people don't understand, too, about, like, putting in braids gives the hair space to grow, room to grow.
People don't understand. They just think, oh, you're doing that because you want longer hair, whatever.
Nah,
like, no, I love my fucking hair. Like, don't you stand here over here like I don't love my hair. Like,
right.
I love my hair. Like,
exactly.
I love my hair.
Right.
I really, really do.
Right.
It's just I'm letting it chill for a minute. You feel me?
Exactly. Right. You got to give it a break. Give it a breath.
You can't be touching all of your hair either. Like,
that's
your hair
true.
It will, like, breakage is so real. Like, breakage. Like, when you, like, brush your hair out and, like, that shit is dry as like that it will break so bad. But if you like if you're deep conditioning it like every once in like say 2 weeks with like some shea butter or deep conditioning you want to lose, that is the best thing to
that's
do for your
hair. That's the best way to do it. That's
and
real.
People think that black people don't like wash their hair or whatever. Like no, our hair our curl patterns are so much different from like Caucasian people. Like they're so much different and like the basically what happens is that our curl patterns are really like tighter than your than Caucasian people, and so like the grease and oils that build up at our scalp, it takes way longer for them to travel around like our whole curl pattern, and so it takes way longer for our hair to get greasy. And like the natural oils are actually really good for our hair.
So
like, there's no point in washing it like every day. Like it's just you couldn't. You literally couldn't.
Bad.
You literally
it's
could
really
not.
Bad.
Like your hair would just literally just break off. Like,
yeah.
It would just be done. With
and that's
hair.
Something about dreadlocks too. Is like if there's too much twisting, right? Like you can break pieces off. You have to make sure that like.
Yeah.
It's soft. It's
yeah, you have
like,
to. You have to just take care of it. I don't,
exactly.
Like, you just have to maintain it. It's just not something you would just have and just think like, oh, I can just whatever.
Right.
Like, no.
So.
it's like an actual.
You know, you have to care for.
It's like a,
yeah,
kind
like,
of like a second job, honestly.
A little bit. I mean, it is.
But like,
time.
You love it though. Like,
that's
it, like,
real. It's time.
Second job.
Because yeah, and I mean, my dreadlocks can take me somewhere around like 5 hours if I'm doing a full thing, and it's like, okay, this is a day, and I'm doing.
Yo,
this.
Wash day. I don't care
yo,
what anybody said.
Day.
That's a 24-hour day.
That's
I don't
real
care.
Life. That's real
it takes
life.
24 hours to take it out. Wash it, bro, washing it and drying it and then braiding it back, like whatever you're doing, bro. Like, oh my god, that's a 24-hour thing. I don't care. That's a period.
So, that was a segment with
that was a segment,
right? With Tyla and
with
Kingston.
Tyla, hey,
yo, appreciate you recording with us
I
today.
Appreciate
thank
you, Kingston.
You for your poem.
You are all right with that one, sweetie.
I know I was like, when did I just walk into a hair salon though? So, all right, we're gonna take
y'all.
A minute, listen to Mary J. Blige, Family Affair.
Ooh, I love this my
song. Come on everybody, get on now, cause you know we got to get it wrong. Mary J is in the spot tonight, and I'ma make it
set your body free. Leave your situations at the door. So when you step inside, jump on